Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela. In the studio with me this morning is Danielle Lacavalla, the Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming Nagani Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you in. Talk about things going on with the chamber out on the west end. And one of the things is you had a fun and fairly successful golf outing with a little bit of a different twist. And how did Glow Golf end up going?
Yeah, it rained. We started a little bit late, but we still got to stay on time. And if you did see the photos, it was very neat to see your ball going through the air in the dark. The folks did a great job, and everyone had amazing energy, and we're doing follow-up surveys now, and I'm confident we'll do it again next year.
That sounds like a good time. Now, you've got all kinds of things that are on the docket coming up with the chamber and chamber members. What are some of the big things that are happening?
Yeah, so we're actually having Watson & Watson on Monday, August 29th, come to the chamber to clean some jewelry from 3 to 5. So we'd love if the folks over in the West End can partake in that if they need some jewelry cleaning. On September 2nd, we have a Native Nails. They're launching new products, and they have new members who join their team. So that's September 2nd at 11 a.m., on September 8th, we have a business after hours at Brogy's Tavern in downtown Ishpeming. That begins at 5 p.m. And September 9th, the Western Marquette County Health Foundation has their annual golf classic, and you can still register for that. So if you are itching to get into another golf event this summer, please contact me.
That certainly seems like a good thing to do. And you've got, you know, the membership continues to grow for the chamber. You've got more new businesses that are opening up in Ishpeming and Nagani and in that area. And you mentioned that you've got the folks coming by from Watson & Watson at the chamber. Where are you guys located for those that may not be familiar with it?
Yep, we are located off US 41 in Ishpeming, and we are in the Jubilee parking lot. Mm-hmm. So it is, there's a gas station, and then there's another building, and that's our building. And we share that building with another company called Thrivent.
So it's a good opportunity for anybody that's a business owner or even individuals to get involved, to find out and get active with what's happening in the West End. You mentioned all of these different activities. I'm sure there's even a few more that are coming up that you want to make sure people know about.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And one event that we did yesterday was a ribbon cutting for a new store opening up called Thriftish. And every time I go into the antique shops around downtown Ishpeming or in the West End, there's always something new. So I know it might rain today. So if someone's also itching for something to do, to head out to the West End, go into the antique shops, because they offer something different for anyone, any personality, anything that you're interested in. Another really exciting event coming to the West End is the Margie Jessic. It might be one of the largest races ever ending in downtown Ishpeming, and the city has been so great with working with the race director. And that event is September 24th, and it's a 50-mile run, or 50 mile bike with a 100 mile run or 100 mile bike. So you could decide what you want to do. So it's going to be an all day event.
50 miles or 100 miles? Wow, that's serious.
It's going to be incredible. There are going to be some amazing athletes here. So it's really going to be an event you don't want to miss.
Walt Lindela in the studio this morning with Danielle Lacavalla. She is Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming Nagani Area Chamber of Commerce, talking about all kinds of things going on at with the chamber and with members. And you got a few other things there that you want to make sure people know about. What else you got on the calendar?
Yes, and I don't want to overwhelm people, but we have community conversation coming up. It's being hosted by the Marquette Chamber and our chamber, and plus the LSCP, and that's going to be at the Ramada Inn on September 8th in the morning. Another event coming up is an open house for the new location of Big Brothers Big Sisters. That's going to be September 15th. And then the U.S. Ski Hall of Fame Museum is unveiling their statue and having a golf weekend for some of their Hall of Fame inductees, as I recall. So it's going to be an exciting event, the unveiling. I believe it's that Friday, September 16th.
You know, it's funny you say you don't want to overwhelm people, but I mean, this is indicative of the success you're having with the chamber and the members, because there's all kinds of things going on. And that's a good sign that people are wanting to do things and businesses are getting involved.
Absolutely. And if you do want to get involved and be learn more about the chamber, learn more about our events happening in the West End, you know, if you're a business in Marquette and want to grow your business in the region, please contact the chamber. You could contact us by going to our website, gincc.org, and all of our information is there. And we love to hear from you and learn from you and see what resources we could provide for you.
I think that's a great opportunity for folks. And it's, I think it bears mentioning also that, as you say, Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce, you're welcome, you know, if you have a Marquette business, you're welcome to come in and get involved with that, because it is the area that you're supporting.
Absolutely. We support all Marquette County, even outside Marquette County. Mm-hmm. So our community utilizes resources everywhere. So please contact us and learn more about us, and hopefully we'll learn more about you.
And your website again is?
gincc.org.